Wisconsin offers more than a dozen inclusive and accessible playgrounds across the state. There's the Possibility Playground in Port Washington and the Shaw Family Playground in Sheboygan. Now a 10-year-old girl is inspiring the city of Milwaukee to bring play to all. In 2023, Stella Schneider was diagnosed with a cancerous tumor in her brain, but the dragon-loving kid isn't letting that stop her. She's ready for a community playground to call her own. Today, we're learning more about the project. I spoke with Stella's mom, Reese Schneider. So about 3 years ago, you learned that Stella has cancer, and it's a tumor in the brain. Now she's 10 years old, and as I understand, she's faced dozens of surgeries. What has this meant for her ability to just be a kid?
Everything changed for her. She had to relearn to walk, to talk, to close her eyes, to swallow. And she has worked so hard to get her abilities back. She had to go through radiation at the Mayo Clinic and then chemotherapy back here at Children's. But a year after that, she was in her walker and we went over to Reservoir Park here. And this was the first time that she had been back since her diagnosis. And Stella was in her walker. And I said, I'll get you out of your walker and take you over to the playground. And she looked down at me and she said, playgrounds aren't for me. And I looked back at her and I said, well, I'll build you a playground. I thought, well, that seems a lot easier than curing cancer.
Yeah, that's definitely a fair assessment and such a wonderful promise to Stella. So this playground is set for Kilbourne Reservoir Park, which is in central Milwaukee. What makes this place special to Stella and your family?
So the location is special because it's just a block and a half from our house, but we used to go there all the time. We would run over there to catch the incredible sunsets. We would play at the playground there on the weekends. As we started to get into it, I realized, oh, you got to figure out, what this all entails. And so part of it was talking with some folks who have already done this before, including Kayla's Playground. This is an incredible playground down in Franklin. I talked with Bookman, who is doing an incredible park, Moss Universal Park, out in Wauwatosa.
I've looked at photos of this layout, and it looks so much fun. A giant purple dragon is at the center of this design. You have music, play, and so much more. But to be accessible for people of all abilities, what does a playground need?
The city is thinking about how do we design inclusive playgrounds, right? What does that look like? In my mind, when I first was getting into this, I thought, okay, well, it's a lot of ramping. And maybe we have some swings where it's not, quote unquote, a wheelchair swing, but maybe a swing where Stella and Jake and my son and can lay down together and swing together. So it was really important to us and to our partners at the city to make sure that we were including other voices at the table and as a part of this, the planning process and getting feedback from others.
So what were just some items top of mind that you got from the feedback that, you will include or you didn't think about?
We heard from parents who said, in our perfect world, go to places where, there's 12-foot tall fences with barbed wire and locked gates and our kids can't get out. And I kind of looking at them like, what are you talking about? Well, our kids are runners, but how do we do it so that our friends, in the autism community feel like this place belongs to them too? Parents, they said anything just to slow our kids down.
So you're more than halfway to raising $2 million. You have support from the city of Milwaukee and the Department of Public Works as well. When do you plan to break ground and then open the park?
We may be doing a bigger fundraiser this fall, so stay tuned for that. We also are hoping for this fall to break ground with a deadline, ideally, for May 7th of 2027 for a ribbon cutting and a grand opening. I say May 7th because that timeline to give Stella hopefully the best birthday present she'll ever have.